Sermon for today, Passion Sunday, is by Archbishop Mark D. Haviland. He is delivering it at St. Timothy's this morning. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. Both of our lessons today feature the Old Testament Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Whereas in Christianity there are 100,000 altars and temples, but a single sacrifice. In Judaism there was a single temple and a single altar, but thousands and thousands of sacrifices. The epistle to the Hebrews, including notably chapter 9, from which our first lesson today is taken, interprets the old Jerusalem temple, its altar, its sacrifices, and its various ministers, rituals, and furnishings as foreshadows and symbols of our Lord and his work upon the cross. Our Lord himself is the high priest of good things to come, and our Lord's body is a greater and more perfect tabernacle, a tabernacle not made with human hands, but rather made by God himself. Then in our gospel lesson today, our Lord himself appears in that same Jerusalem temple, which triggers a controversy about who he truly is. The lesson concludes with Jesus applying to himself the divine name of Israel's God, which is revealed by God himself to Moses in the third chapter of Exodus. From the burning bush, God tells Moses that his name is I Am. In our lesson, our Lord proclaims to the leaders of Israel, before Abraham was, I Am. In other words, I Am your God. That proclamation occurs in the temple. Israel's God has come to Israel's temple and speaks to Israel's priests and leaders. He came into his own, and they received him not, as John's prologue told us at the outset of his gospel. In both lessons, as we have said, the temple itself is central. In the first lesson, we are told that things about the temple have a symbolic meaning, pointing beyond themselves to Christ. In the gospel, our Lord tells us that his own body and his human self are themselves, if you will, veils, which cover up his Godhead. Only when veils are cut open by the thorns and nails and spear of Good Friday is the true identity of our Lord fully revealed. Behold the wood of the cross, whereon was hung the world's salvation. A few weeks ago, during our Lenten clergy retreat, I read a little book by the great Anglican spiritual writer Evelyn Underhill. Miss Underhill notes that stained glass windows often are completely unimpressive from the outside. If you go into one of the great cathedrals in England or Europe, or indeed to most churches, the church exterior itself may be very impressive, but from the outside its windows are usually dull and very unimpressive. The significance of the windows only becomes clear when you enter into the building and see the windows illuminated by light streaming in from outside through the stained glass and so into the interior. The meaning of whatever is shown in the windows only becomes clear when you are inside and when there is light coming from outside. So too, we might say, the meaning of Israel's temple and the meaning even of our Lord himself are not immediately obvious, even if they were in many ways impressive. The temple was, no doubt, a grand building. Our Lord himself and his teaching and miracles were both also very moving. But the temple and our Lord's teaching and our Lord's miracles also were all misunderstood. Again and again, particularly in St. John's Gospel, we are told that our Lord said or did something which was profoundly misunderstood. In John's Gospel again, we are told that our Lord did not trust himself to people who were mainly impressed by his miracles. For we are told Christ knew what is within men and trusted them not. We might say those who are standing outside looking in missed the real meaning. It is only from within the world of Christian faith, illuminated, enlightened with the revelation of our Lord that streams forth from the cross and from Easter, that the windows lighten up, their picture becomes clear, and their meaning can clearly be seen. Our Lord is the light that lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. The things that can teach us, the Old Testament and its huge variety of persons and things and stories, our Lord's own many teachings, and even our Lord's miracles, all of these have to be illuminated by the light of Christ himself, shining through the externals for those inside the temple of faith. He came unto his own, and his own perceived him not, but as many as received him, them gave he power to become the sons of God. A central question for the lessons in next 2 weeks is this: who will recognize Jesus, and who will fail to recognize him? Or, to put the central question another way, who is this? In the story of the Passion, which forms the second lesson on Palm Sunday, and on the weekdays of Holy Week, our Lord fulfills the symbols and shadows that Israel enacted every year on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. Our Lord is the scapegoat bearing the sins of the nation. Our Lord is the ram who takes Isaac's place in Abraham's sacrifice on Mount Moriah. Our Lord is the countless sacrifices of Israel's temple, whose blood was offered in substantiation for Israel's children and in thanksgiving for Israel's blessings. Our Lord is the true and living temple, the edifice where God is worshipped in spirit and in truth, the means by which sins are forgiven. Pontius Pilate will present our Lord to the people and say, ironically, "Behold the man." But in truth, our Lord is the man, the truest and most perfect man, who makes it possible for all men and women to live for God. Caiaphas will say, also in irony, that it is expedient that one man should die to save the whole nation. But in truth, our Lord is the one whose death delivers the nation, whose sufferings were most expedient for you and for me and for all the world. Again, all of this only becomes clear when we stand within the temple of faith and see the images illuminated by the light of God in faith, which comes to us from heaven, from the world beyond and above our world. Without faith in what the light of Christ reveals, our understanding is dull and our creed is unimpressive. stained glass seen from the wrong side of the window. But for us, in the light of faith, the brightness of Easter streams through the stories of Passiontide, and the beauty of these days shines forth.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.